At least 33 Palestinians, including a significant number of children, were killed in Israeli air attacks across Gaza on Sunday, Gaza's Civil Defense Agency reported. The invasion followed Israel's announcement of an expanded military campaign aimed at defeating Hamas and securing the release of hostages. Mahmoud Bassal, spokesperson for Gaza's civil defense, confirmed that 22 people died in a pre-dawn strike targeting tents sheltering displaced civilians in Al-Mawasi, a designated safe zone in southern Gaza. At least 100 others were wounded in the same attack. More than half of the martyrs were children, Bassal said, describing the overnight offensive as a series of violent Israeli airstrikes that hit several areas of the besieged territory. Footage from FDF showed destroyed shelters and frantic rescue efforts as survivors searched for loved ones. 7 more deaths were reported in a separate strike on a house in Jabalia, northern Gaza, where Al-Ada Hospital also sustained damage. Additional casualties occurred in Al-Zawaida and Khan Yunis, bringing the total death toll from Sunday strikes to at least 33. The Israeli military has not issued an official statement regarding these specific incidents, but has previously claimed that its attacks are intended to achieve all of the war's objectives, including dismantling Hamas. International criticism mounted over the weekend as the humanitarian situation in Gaza continues to deteriorate. Since March 2, Israel has enforced a blockade severely restricting aid, prompting warnings from UN agencies and humanitarian agencies about critical shortages of food, water, medicine, and fuel that could lead to risk of famine. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, speaking at an Arab League summit in Baghdad, expressed deep concern at the renewed violence. "I am alarmed by the escalating military attacks. We need a permanent ceasefire, now," he said. The summit concluded with a unified call for the international community to pressure Israel to end hostilities. European leaders also voiced concern. Italy urged Israel to halt its airstrikes, while Germany said it was deeply concerned. European Council President Antonio Costa stated he was shocked by the news from Gaza. Talks aimed at securing a truce and the release of remaining hostages resumed in Doha on Saturday, according to senior Hamas official Taher al-Nounou. While earlier negotiations led by Qatar, Egypt, and the United States have failed, Israel's delegation remains in Doha under direct orders from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.